The stats on Inuit youth abuse, particularly sexual abuse, is something like 70% of the population right now, which is more than rampant. Unfortunately, it's tens of thousands of teenagers. 70% of them, I can turn to them and say, I've gone through almost identically what you've gone through. But there's redemption and there's healing in the Lord when you allow Him to move on that particular area. I can say that without any doubt in my mind that God can heal sexual abuse or traumatic events for that matter.
On today's Believer's Voice of Victory, you'll hear how the good news of God's love is saving the lives of teenagers. But first, Kenneth Copeland shares from the Word how to trust in God's love and be fearless.
Open your Bibles with me tonight. Let's go to 1 John chapter 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father who is love hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know, say, I know.
I know.
That when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Now, I'm going to point something out here to you. Nobody oh, I'm going to get around there to some of these preachers. I want to see them jump when I say this. Brother Charles, nobody has seen Jesus in His full glory. Huh? Not yet. That's reserved until that day. And we'll see Him in the fullness of His glory. And when we do, we'll be just like Him. Glory with Him. Do you realize that once we are caught up and glorified as He is glorified in our glorified bodies. You remember He said, handle me. A spirit hath not flesh and bone as you see me have. Not blood. All of His blood. All of it. Is in the heavenly holy of holies. All of it is there. Not just a drop or two. It's all there. That's holy blood. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. What manner of love. It is the love of the Master himself. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory, 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 glory. The love of God has been shed abroad in your heart. Yes, yes, yes. Now go back to the 17th chapter of John. This is where we started this. Let's go back and we'll finish with this. 17th chapter of John. Jesus is praying right before he goes to the cross. Now, we've talked about the 23rd verse. I and them, thou and me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me and has loved them as thou hast loved me. Who's the them? Verse 20, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall be believe on me through their word. He was praying this for the whole body of Christ. That the world may know that God loves you just as much as he does Jesus. Amen. 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 But now look at the last verse. Verse 26. I have declared unto them thy name and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me. The love, Father, the love wherewith you have loved me may be in them.
That's right. That's right.
That very same love. That very same all love, all God. You can't even say it with your natural language. It's not big enough. You can't say it. It's God. God. The Holy Spirit. Shed abroad the love wherewith God the Father loved Jesus. And he shed that same love abroad in your spirit when you were born again. It is in there. It is in there. And if you will stir it, if you will commit to it, if you will believe it and have faith in it and trust that love, trust it, trust it, trust that love, trust it, trust it. It'll grow and it'll grow and it'll grow and it'll grow and it'll begin to flush all the fear out of you. There just won't be any in you. You'll just become fearless. When you become fearless, that makes you the worst thing the devil ever heard of. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And the Lord says, do something, you just do it. Right. Amen. Why? Well, glory to God. If I have to explain all that again. Amen. Yeah. Oh, thank God forevermore. Yes. No fear. Fear is gone. And even when it does try to come in, just say, oh, come on now. I refuse that. I'm not going there. I'm not going there. Not going there. Amen. Hallelujah. Has this helped you any tonight? Stand with me, please. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord. 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 The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. I'm a believer. I'm not a doubter. The love of God himself is dwelling in me. am becoming more God inside minded every day. He is in me right now. The fullness of his love is in me. The fullness of his faith is in me. The fullness of his joy is within me. I've not been given the spirit of fear. I've been given the spirit of power. I've been given the spirit of love. I've been given the spirit of a sound mind. The mind of Christ. I'm strong in the Lord. I'm strong in his power and might. I'm a forgiver. I'm not a condemner. I am a lover with the love of God. And where the devil is concerned, I am really mean. God is love. So now, how can he hate Satan? He is love. Ooh, that one of them funny questions. No, it isn't very simple. Love is absolutely diametrically opposed to Satan's sin and darkness and death. Love hates him. Can you see what it is? See? Love is going along, but all he has to do is turn around. And he becomes fierce. Where the enemy's concerned. And you and I are just like him. Now, we don't need to be getting ugly with one another because we don't wrestle with flesh and blood. We wrestle with principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world. Amen. I am in full array in opposition to him. Glory to God. Now, let me give you a little bit more clear picture about this, where God is concerned, how this works. We are his covenant people. Amen? Amen? Yeah, we have a blood covenant with him in the blood of Jesus. Amen. Now, I am in covenant. I have a covenant with Gloria Copeland. I made that covenant with Gloria Jean Neese 55 years ago. And I entered that covenant with her. And since I really learned what real covenant meant, I realized later that that covenant that we made was in the blood of Jesus. It's a blood covenant in his blood. Very strong. Very, very strong. Now, I love you. I don't even know you and I love you. Amen. Because I walk in the commandment of love. And I love you. Amen. But now I'm going to tell you something. You start messing with her. Now, I'm in covenant with her, and I love you. But you start messing with her, and I'm going to love you and hurt you. I don't care if I am 80 years old. It's going to be the longest day you ever had. Because I don't fight fair in the spirit, and I don't fight fair in the natural. And in the spirit world, what's fair about using the name of Jesus on something? Ain't nothing fair about that. We win every time. Amen. Love never fails. But now if it comes down to it, I'll love you and kill you graveyard dead. And love you all the time. I don't hate you. I just have a covenant with Gloria Jean. And just sleep like a baby. Now, I put that in that framework where you can see, where you can see where God is in these things. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's who we are and that's what we are. We are walking in covenant with Him, and we need to start trusting that love, because He's got your back, He's got your front. If you'll trust Him, if you'll walk and do what He says and get in that book and walk in that covenant and believe that covenant and don't put anything else in your mouth and walk in love, and when you do foul it up, jump right back in there, say, thank you, Jesus, glory to God, and get right back in there on the love of God, and don't let any devil or any man get you out. Don't let anybody pull you off of that. Don't let anybody get you off of that love line. I want you to know, you put your life on the line before you get off of that love line. Amen. Amen. And you get stronger and stronger and stronger. And instead of getting older and weaker, you get older and stronger. Amen. I've made up my mind I'm going to die young. At an old age. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lift up both hands. Say, Heavenly Father,
I receive
by faith
all of the mighty words
that your servants have poured forth this week.
Give me supernatural recall.
Help me to continue to feed on these words.
When Satan comes to steal the word,
I'm asking you, Holy Spirit,
to remind me
that that's what He's doing,
so I can refuse Him and not let Him have it.
I'm a believer.
My faith is strong.
I'm healed
from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet.
I am prosperous.
In the name of Jesus,
I am a winner.
I am a champion.
I have the word of the living God.
I'm a believer.
All things are possible to me.
I know in whom I have believed.
Love
never
fails.
God,
who is love,
never fails.
I'm born of God,
who is love.
I'm born of love,
and I never fail.
My name is Stephen Carlton. I work with Bill Prankert and the Bill Prankert Evangelistic Association. I live in Ottawa, Canada. My wife and I, we were in a bit of a faith season. The Lord was stretching us and going through quite a number of different transitions. We were helping Bill travel from one place to another, just driving around and that. On this trip, there was an 11-year-old boy in a community in Nunavut, Canada, called Cape Dorset. 11-year-old boy had committed suicide. And I mean, myself being half Inuit, half Scottish, I've always been very aware of the suicide rates and you know, just how prevalent it's been in many different communities. But this one in particular struck a chord in Bill. And when we got word of this 11-year-old boy, Bill said, either we stop preaching that God is big and with God all things are possible, or we do something about it. At that moment, he suggested that my wife and I come on full-time with the ministry and come up with a solution on how to battle suicide. And so we in each of the communities that we work in, we hold youth conferences, and where we, you know, in many cases get hundreds of young people out, and many of them rededicate their lives to the Lord. And in the best case scenarios, teenagers encounter Holy Spirit and really, you know, are quite touched there. The stats on Inuit youth abuse, particularly sexual abuse, is something like 70% of the population right now, which is more than rampant. You know, Bill often says that, you know, if he were to travel the way I do and to speak at high schools and you know, tell them that there's hope in Jesus, they really wouldn't understand. For one, he's a little older. Two, you know, he doesn't have the same cultural connection. But really, you know, Bill's never gone through what these teenagers have gone through. I have. You know, I remember what it was like being filled with anger and being filled with this almost burning desire to harm the man who'd abused me. And, you know, I was 16 when I was abused, and my life was in hot pursuit of God. You know, I was in grade 10, going to grade 11. It rocked me. School, my grades dropped, and my relationship with the Lord changed. I was, you know, just, I wasn't there, really. So, yeah, got into drinking and partying and was really trying to cope with what had happened. And I turned to the Lord one day. I was afraid of becoming an alcoholic because of my dependency on alcohol to fill, or just to numb the pain, really. Said to the Lord one day, Holy Spirit, if you fill me with your love again, if you heal all of the pain I'm feeling, I'll forgive this man. There wound up being a Christian counselor at Bill Prankard's church in Ottawa at the time, and that was 2009. Honestly, you know, I can say that just a few months of spending time with this counselor, some very good relationships, friendships I had at the time and still do today, and a lot of time with Holy Spirit. A few months after that, I felt the freedom to forgive this man and to release him to the Lord. And I can remember the time when I prayed for this man. And I said, Jesus, I pray he know you the same way I do. Because, you know, I can't imagine the type of torment someone like that is going through. But, yeah, I mean, it was life-changing. And what it means right now, I mean, because that was amazing, the Lord healing me. But, you know, what we're doing now is just, it's unbelievable to be able to say that to 70% of the population in Nunavut, of Inuit teenagers, which unfortunately is tens of thousands of teenagers, 70% of them, I can turn to them and say, I've gone through almost identically what you've gone through. But there's redemption. And there's healing in the Lord when you allow him to move on that particular area. I can say that without any doubt in my mind that God can heal sexual abuse or traumatic events for that matter. And we're seeing it happen now. And you know, KCM partners need to understand that there is an entire generation of Inuit or Eskimos, as some might know us, an entire generation of Eskimos in Canada's Arctic right now that are hearing that there is hope in the midst of some real torment. And KCM partners are enabling us, empowering us to do that because of our strong partnership.
You know, it really is possible to live life without any fear, even in the world that you and I are living in right now. But if you want to experience that kind of peace, that kind of freedom, you are going to have to believe God's love for you. That's why Brother Copeland says you don't need to study and understand more about fear. You need to study and understand more about love, God's love for you. And this week's offer is going to help you do just that. It's called The Love Factor, Living Life without fear. And you need to understand that love doesn't just cover up fear, it completely casts it out. And in this series of messages, you're going to learn how to distinguish between something like the voice of caution from the voice of fear. You need to know how to do that. You're going to learn how to eliminate completely fear-based prayer, because that kind of praying produces nothing. So if you want to get a hold of the love factor, all you need to do is call us or visit our website to request your free copy. And we are so blessed and happy to be able to offer these teachings as a gift to anyone who asks for them. And the reason we can do that is because so many of you that are watching these broadcasts, you have sown financially into the outreach of this ministry. And this is the kind of thing you're making possible. When you hear from the voice of the Lord that's got an assignment for you to get involved with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and to get involved financially, these are the kinds of things you're involved in. You're involved in television outreach all over the world. You're involved in conferences and conventions and services taking place in arenas and churches, inside prison walls. You're a part of all of that. And we thank God for you. We thank God for demonstrating His faithfulness to us, and He's done it through you. And that's why we're in agreement with you, my friend, for your seed to be multiplied back to you. And we believe that everything you set your hand to do prospers because you've given God access to get involved with you in your life, your family, your ministry, and in your finances. And we celebrate God's love. And I invite you to celebrate the love of God. How do you do that? By finding somebody to give His love to. Amen? Find somebody to love the way you've been loved. Thanks for watching today. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, Jesus is Lord.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
You're not here by some kind of accident. No. No. You're here because you were destined to be here. This day is part of your destiny in God.
February 16th through 17th, join us for Miracles on the Mountain with Billy Burke at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas. February 28th through March 2nd, this winter, join Brother Copeland on the Mountain at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas. April 5th through 7th, the Copelands welcome you to the 2018 Branson Victory Campaign at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. May 18th through 19th, Kenneth Copeland invites you to the Peru Victory Campaign at Eduardo Vivos Coliseum in Avenida Aviacion, Lima, Peru. For more information, go to kcm.org/events. Visit our website, kcm.org, to watch the broadcast. You can also request a free copy of the broadcast on DVD, CD, or digital download. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Stay connected with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or our YouTube channel. Keep your faith strong in the Word and expect to see the manifestations of the Holy Ghost and fire.